This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Lots of products have been launched this week at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. One was simply a new website, but not any new website. I'm talking about Yahoo Tech, the new technology news site founded by former New York Times tech critic David Pogue. He's been talking to movers and shakers in Vegas all week. Hey, David.
Howdy.
First, we got to talk about this T-Mobile CEO, John Legere versus AT&T. He got thrown out of their CES party. Both companies have now announced programs to try and poach users away from other carriers. Are we consumers about to be basking in a golden moment of wireless competition or what? What's happening here?
We absolutely are. It makes me so happy. The cell phone carriers have been basking in an era of greed, and T-Mobile is the one who started throwing the first snowballs. So it's quite a rivalry, but we are the beneficiaries.
Along with a ton of other products being shown off at CES, Yahoo, of course, launched Yahoo Tech this week. I've been looking at it. It looks great. There's video on there. There's columns from you, reviews, articles. You're in a pretty crowded tech website space, though, right? So how is Yahoo Tech going to sort of be different and better than, say, Gizmodo or the New York Times?
Well, that's something I thought a lot about since I left the Times. We're aiming for the 85% in the middle who are neither technology nerds nor completely Luddites. Tips and tricks, troubleshooting, unsung features every single day.
You've been at CES all week. I know at least one of the big themes is wearables. Tell me what you've seen on the ground there that you think is going to get a lot of play on Yahoo Tech this year.
It's a human instinct to want CES to be about something, about tablets this year and whatever. It's just not. Uh-huh. A lot of phone cases and, of course, trillions of square feet of TVs. So the only new thing, really big new thing at CES is curved TV screens.
But they all cost $15,000, don't they? I mean, is there one for me?
No, I'm not sure you'd want one. I mean, the premise is that by curving the TV, it's more immersive, it surrounds you more. But if you're sitting next to someone on the couch, if the screen is curved enough to make a difference, the people on the sides will have the picture cut off.
Is there anything else that you saw, just something that blew your mind or something that was strange and surprised you?
Yeah, I was walking by the Toshiba booth, and they have a huge area of the booth dedicated to mirrors that senses when you're standing in front of it. And displays off to the right of your image today's weather, what's coming up on your appointments for today, and reading from your fitness band how you slept last night and how you're doing with your blood pressure and your heart rate.
David Pogue is the founder of Yahoo Tech and a tech columnist there. David, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.